Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Yeah, great. Well, your Panthers had another good win.
Well, just because your team loses doesn't mean you have to have a sick day, mate.
I know. It made me so upset. I had to stay home and have a mental health day.
Well, you and Ricky. Into an institution.
Yeah, he and I were together having a cuppa and blubbering into it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh. But the Panthers were very lucky to get away with it. It was look, the Broncos took it to them. It's the best game the Broncos have played, and I think the Panthers were very lucky to get away with it. But the Iceman, Cleary, just to pot that field goal and then to score the try at the end, he's just a freak, and just shows the strength of the team, and they were very patient, and I think that was the difference between them and the Broncos. The Broncos just weren't patient enough to get the win over us.
Well, I was with my mate Bruce, who, as you know, is a huge Sea Eagles supporter. Well, he was so ecstatic about how they were going that he went and put his jersey on.
Yeah. Well, they just played out of their skin. It was unreal.
Absolutely. A big win again to the Storm over the Roosters. Didn't really expect that scoreline.
No, I didn't expect that at all. But look, the Storm are very clinical. I think it just shows that at the moment, with injuries and everything that's going on, the two grand finalists from last year, the Storm and the Panthers, are definitely the two teams to beat, that's for sure.
Mm. And the Rabbitohs and the West Tigers, I was actually going for the West Tigers. I guess they were a little bit the underdog, and I thought that'd be nice if they won, but the Rabbitohs just too good.
Oh, look, one of the best games I've watched all year. I was on the edge of my seat, and I don't support either of them. When Adam Reynolds kicks the field goal from 42 weeks in a row to get the two-pointer, and then misses one from nearly in front, the end of that game was just amazing. Going to Golden Point, and for the Rabbits to win like that and take it away from the Tigers, I actually felt for the Tigers because I think they did deserve to actually win that game.
Yeah, me too. I was on the edge of my seat too. And, you know, I was talking to Mick Wayman last week about you can never know what the Warriors are going to do, and the Dragons have been playing so well, but then again, see, the Warriors took that game.
That's what the Warriors do. They're that team that can just come out and beat the best teams. Like, they're the team that can beat the Panthers or the Warriors on any given day, or Melbourne on any given day, the Warriors. They just come up with that football that they just play tough, and yeah, they played well to beat the Dragons.
And I'm still crying about the Raiders losing against the Eels. I think I'm crying mostly because the scoreline was just not very nice.
Well, yeah, and Papalihi, who ran over the top of Papalihi,
yes.
Get those right. For Josh Papalihi to get to run over like he did by the young Papalihi from Parramatta, and he's been a pickup of the year. He came from the Warriors over to Parramatta, and he's been playing off the bench and played awesome again on the weekend. And yeah, unfortunately for Canberra, they got some soul searching to do. I think Ricky's a bit frustrated at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure he is, because the Canberra fans are frustrated. But look, you know, they'll come good, and sometimes they have a first half of the year can be a bit dodgy, and then they come back strong in the second. So I'm hoping that's what'll happen this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, just to go back to that Sea Eagles game too, it's amazing how one player can make such a difference. With Tom Trbojevic coming this week, every time he touched the ball, he looked like he was going to run around someone. He was dangerous. And look, it's funny they say one player can't, but he's definitely bring the culture and bring everyone else around him up for to win the way they did on the back of what he was doing for first game back. He's going to be unbelievable in a few weeks.
Yeah, he was magic, that's for sure. Well, that is that round, and we'll look forward to round 7 coming up this weekend, Jade. So enjoy your footy.
You too, Kimmy.